Unit 10. Culture and Skills. Exercise 9. Listen to an interview about American music. Complete the sentences below with words or phrases.
Good evening. Our guest tonight teaches the history of pop music at the University of California at Berkeley. Professor Webster, I think you might agree that the genesis of the most popular American musical styles started with the blues. Where and when was the blues genre born? And why were those melodies called blues?
Blues melodies were created by the African slaves who worked in the plantation fields of the South. Those melodies were their protests about their daily experiences. That is why they were called blues. In fact, the color blue is and was linked to melancholy and sadness. The blues rhythm was simple and repetitive.This simple rhythm and lyrical phrases were the most important features of this musical form.
When did jazz appear?
Jazz appeared in the late 19th century in the city of New Orleans. It combined blues melodies, marching band music, and ragtime, a type of lively piano music. Jazz musicians could improvise, and their music entertained the black working class.
Rock and roll was also an evolution of the blues, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. In the 1950s, singers like Elvis Presley combined typical blues melodies with a new rock and roll style, adding suggestive lyrics about love. Rock characterized the music of the 1950s and 1960s.
What can you tell me about the types of music popular with teens today?
I have two teenagers myself. My elder son likes ska, which is a mixture of rock and reggae influences. My younger son prefers hip-hop.
What is hip-hop? And what is the difference between hip-hop and rap music?
Hip-hop originated in New York City among the black and Puerto Rican communities in the mid-70s.It refers to a vast cultural movement that includes rap, graffiti, and breakdancing.
Can you give our fans a simple definition of punk and grunge?
Punk was linked to the 70s. It was more rebellious. Grunge came from Seattle. It expressed the disillusionment of young people in the 1990s.
Thank you very much, Professor Webster.